With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Creighton University's rural Main Street Index stayed above growth neutral for the seventh month in a row. The monthly survey of bank CEOs in areas that rely on agriculture and energy shows the June index fell to a still strong 70 from May's record high of 78.8. The index ranges from 0 to 100, with growth neutral at 50. Almost half of the bank CEOs say their local economy expanded between May and June. Dr. Ernie Goss, Main Street Index Chief, says strong grain prices, the Federal Reserve's record low interest rates, and growing exports have underpinned the rural Main Street economy. Even so, current rural economic activity remains below pre-pandemic levels. While the index number is still solid, several bank CEOs raised future concerns this month. Steve Simon of South Story Bank in Iowa says continued dry conditions will start to affect markets and crops soon. Bankers were asked to list what they thought would be the greatest threat to 2021-2022 bank operations. Approximately one quarter said a downturn in farm income, and another one in four named rising government regulation. For the ninth straight month, the Farmland Price Index also advanced significantly above growth neutral, coming in at 75.9. Interest rates on agricultural loans made by commercial banks increased slightly for some types of lending. However, the Federal Reserve of Kansas City says rates stayed historically low through the first half of this year. The average rate of non-real estate loans was about 30 basis points higher than the all-time low reached at the end of 2020. The rise was largely consistent across all types of loans. In contrast, the average rates on farm real estate loans continued to decline and marked another historic low. Rates also remain comparatively low at the largest commercial banks, and those lenders offered a sizable discount for the lowest risk loans, while the smaller lenders continued to provide similar accommodation regardless of the risk. The Fed's report says despite the slight increase in rates for operating loans, the historically low interest rate environment and muted demand for agricultural lending suggests that interest expenses have remained low relative to recent years. Profitability in the sector also continued to be supported by strong prices for most major commodities. The slight decline in financing costs for farm real estate may also provide ongoing support to farmland values. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.